Number seven, what is Mara? Aha, Mara is the beautiful guy. He's really got a bad rap. Mara, now this is, Mara is supposed to be, now the nearest they get in Buddhism to a devil. He's like the tempter. He's the guy. So I don't know why they call it a guy, but actually his daughters were all females, so you know that's gender neutral. But this guy was the guy who came to see the Buddha just before his enlightenment and tried to sort of do a deal with him. Say, don't get enlightened. You could be this great leader of mankind and womenkind and gaykind and everybody kind. You could do so much for the world. You've got such great powers. If you become enlightened, you're just going to leave after a while. That's no good. Stay around and stop all the wars and the famines and let people be living in peace and harmony. You can do that. And the Buddha said, I know you, Mara. Get out of here. Because the word Mara, what really made me understand what Mara is, that Mara is a god, a deva, who in the Buddhist pantheon, you know, the Buddhist hierarchy of heavenly realms, is the boss, the head, in the realm called the Paranimitta Vasavati realm. The realm of those who wield power over other people's creating. This is the control freak in chief of the universe. Above him is the Brahma realms. They're just into love and kindness, really refined. They're not into controlling. No, those guys are into forgiving up in the Brahma realm. But Mara, he is a controller. That's why he wanted to control the Buddha. Why didn't you let the Buddha become enlightened? No, because then he's out of my control. And that's what Mara is. He's a control freak. Now, do you know that Mara inside of you? That is the control freak inside of you. Come on, stay up late tonight. Come on, tonight I'm going to do it. I'm really going to get charged tonight. That's Mara. Sort of, that guy in that room next to me who keeps banging the door. He's left his door up, I'm going to sneak in there, I'm going to lock it, and I'm going to put glue in his hole so he can't get in there. That's Mara again. You're controlling other people. Those who want to sort of get the crows and shoot them because they poo by the windows. That's Mara. They're controlling. That's what crows do. They poo. So that's Mara, the control freak. When you saw that, you understood why he's the bad guy in chief. Controlling is the enemy. This is fascinating because for us, the controller is our will. Will is our friend. You know, we can choose to do this and choose to do that. We think the will is our closest ally. All we need to do is to teach our will to be a bit smarter. Because we made bad choices in the past. We don't want to give up choosing. We just want to make the choosing smarter. And that is the myth. That's all Mara. I know you, Mara. So instead of trying to make the will smart, you realize the will is your enemy. You let it go. No will, otherwise known as letting things be. Contentment. Freedom. Happy to be here, no matter where you are. Letting go of desire. And when the will disappears, then you're in jhanas, having a nice time. And then you realize what created all of this trouble and suffering to begin with. Control to control, control. You know, in the suttas, that's where the Buddha said, when you get into jhana, it blindfolds Mara. Mara can't find you in there. It's beyond control. Letting go at last. So that's actually why these jhanas, they give you a taste of what it's like to be beyond Mara's reach. It gives you the insight from direct experience of how to get beyond control. So, when I get into deep meditation, I'm out of control. Peaceful, blissed out at last. Bye bye. But it's tough to do that. because you have to let go of something you cherish more than anything else. Yeah, you may be able to let go of your body. You may be able to let go of all your knowledge when you get demented. You may be able to let go of all your possessions. But to let go of the doer, the will, that's one of the toughest things. You know how you do that? You're getting so deep in meditation, it's just too much fun. That's what happens to you. You know, you get like on the, basically, the simile is like you're on the edge of jhanas. And you can see that's bliss, this is wonderful, it's profound, it's important. You know, it's just, you can have a great time there, and it's the sort of thing which you've been aspiring for. It's not just pleasure, it's profound, it's pregnant with so much wisdom. It's deep stuff. But to get in there, I've got to let go of all my doing. Let go of my will. That's most of what I think I am. But it's just so nice. But the sacrifice is too much. But it's brilliant in there. But no, I'm attached to me. But, I'm going for it. It's the joy and the pleasure. They just, in the end, it just drags you in. You can't resist it. But then you realize this attachment to the doer, the controller, the will, the me. That was the biggest enemy of you. You have wonderful times when you do nothing. And when you realize you're not the controller, that's when forgiveness becomes very easy. Who's there to blame? Not me, not my fault. I am totally innocent of all the bad jokes I keep on repeating every time. Totally nothing to do with me. I take no responsibility for that. It's just my stupid will, that's all. That one. So anyway.